mentioned last meeting, which were essentially that we had decided on rules for the group. However, there are some changes that I've got from online that are a bit, what I didn't actually realise was that the, this is for the specific campus.
Okay.
So they're all in one idea, because I don't know, and they require that the, I'll get to that, it's just point number four, and we'll get what we've got, and then we can see what we can do that through. So, presentations, we've, anybody got?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to go? Okay. Stuff. I need to plug you in. Function FA.
Me again, Raj as a marketing expert. As we have decided in the last meeting that I have to find out.
So that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you just put that, I'll go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, sir, I have to see the other something.
Sorry.
Yes, I have to look at the market potential for this product and like consumer likings and everything. What is the potential for this product, and are we able to achieve this, our net profit or our aims or not? Then,
press F5 to summarize.
Okay. Yeah. Then, the methodology I adopted to find out all this was market survey. A detailed market survey on consumers was done to find out their likings and dislikings, what they prefer, what they don't prefer, what problems they do encounter in all these type of things. And what we got was, we found that what problems they are having with the current remote controls available in the market. 75% of users, they find it that the remote controls available in the market are ugly. They are not so good looking. So we have to put stress on this. We have to take care of this factor also, like our design should be appropriate, should be good looking for the consumers. And yes, this can definitely put, enhance our sales. And even the good thing about this is that 80% of users, they are willing to pay more for this good looking remote controls also. So even if the available market cost for the available remote control is less, even then we can sell it at 25 euros, which may seem quite high. But if our looks are, if the remote control we design have a good, better look, better designs, then we can hope that consumers will prefer these remote controls. Then, and the second thing, some companies, they think that they should have more and more functions of the users in their remote controls. But rather than those having more functions in the remote controls, we should emphasize what actually consumers want, what they operate, rather than making it too complicated. Because mostly it has been found that 50% of the users, they use only 10% of the buttons. So there is no fun of having 90% buttons, making the remote controls too bulky, too complicated, too expensive. Because I believe that technology is useful only if the consumer they want to use it. Otherwise, there is no fun of having all this type of thing. So this will not only reduce the cost of our remote controls, but it will increase our profit also. So we have to take care of this factor also. It was function. I don't.
Oh, you want to go back just to see.
Then, if we look at this slide, these are in your shared documents. You can see.
Sorry.
I was just gonna say, what was the question for this? Or are you coming on to that? To look at the market potential, but how we should design our remote controls, what it should be there. So as to enhance our profit,
so
enhance our sales.
Are
yeah, these are different age group persons. Like, sorry, I can not comment. Yes. If we look at the cost, whether the consumers they are willing to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control or not, we can find that the up to 35 years age group. We have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition and remote control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So we should look. Yeah, we can look at this that factor also. So, yes.
Which is 25 to 35 is the usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then, yes. It is, if we look at this data, what are the problems the consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote controls. So this is also a very major factors to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential value.
Okay, thank you. Follow on with him?
Yeah, sure. That's cool.
That's the cables for the moment.
Okay, and then what about cost F8? Okay. And then how do I press the big one to get it off?
F5.
F5, and then press that again to get it off.
F5, and escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface designer. User interface designer, sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the F reader should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto, put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company we want to make our products trendy and fashion, it's a big concern of ours. Okay, and how do I press just the next button?
Just
arrow?
The left there.
Okay. So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like, what people dislike, and what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 35 were the main buyers of our TV, I think. So what they like and what they find fashionable. And ergonomics research, I don't know, I haven't actually been able to do any of this myself, but maybe that comes up, I don't know. And the findings, well, that was a basic function, send messages to the television set. That's what people want to do, so they need to be included. But I've got some pictures here, some leading ones. I don't know how to get to them.
If you escape, then you can see your bar.
Okay, cool. I've got my glasses on, so I hope it's this one. These are two leading remote controls at the moment. You know, they're grey. This one's got loads of buttons. It's hard to tell from here what they actually do, and they don't look very exciting at all. Personally, I prefer this one just because it looks easier to use. It's a bit more sleek with more of this silver stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go, that's what we're up against, and I think we can do much better than that. Hang on. Personal preferences. I think the ergonomics is quite important. I thought not too edgy and like a box, more kind of handheld, more not as computery and
organic,
yeah, more organic shape, I think. Simple designs, like the last one we just saw, not too many buttons, and as Raj pointed out, only 10%, 50% of people only use 10% of the buttons. So I think what we can miss out on the buttons, we can make up for in sort of design and how nice it looks. Handheld and portable, I think, is important, because TFT have just released, I think, is it a remote control for presentations or
yeah,
in a big seven in big screen anyway. So so handheld and portable, and
right.
I thought about other functions for TV, but as you pointed out, people don't actually want that. So
and
maybe
also the company want to keep it stuck to the TV for.
So the last thing I thought, which I quickly mentioned in the other one, was maybe a bit of a gimmick to set us apart from other people, like glow in the dark, which it does already exist, but it's not very widely used, I don't think. Easy finder with a whistle function or something, or rechargeable station, because it's a pain when you run out of batteries. And I think that's it.
So I noticed you talked about speech recognition and listening,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just curious to know, have you done any research on how many people can whistle? is that a function you want in the animal?
Do
you have trouble whistling? I don't, but I know a lot of people do, right?
Really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind of whistle, too.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a whistle, if it's got voice recognition, you can have it just, where are you?
Yeah.
It's costly though. Much easier when it's just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, and then what the response be? Beeps back at you or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me set this up. So plug it in, press F5. Function F5.
Function F8 for the end.
Function F8.
I need to twiddle the button.
I think it's just locking in. Let's go.
Okay.
As the industrial designer, my job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose your remote, like you have a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, feedback, and say, oh, here I am.
So that would have to be sort of specific rather than above a threshold, because if you had a loud movie on, you'd likely get it.
Oh, yeah.
Back at you.
That's true. Well, maybe you could have a. That would be a consideration to take into account, yes.
Sorry, didn't mean to do anything.
Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy. I'm not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons. So I took these all into consideration. And also, I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains.
Oh, some of those.
Or high-speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design.
If you can build spacecraft, you'll have no problem with that.
Yeah.
More control.
Yeah. So, I figured, just put them all together. Get a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV, and as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button, and it's you know, for the cowboy and all of us. Just, I'm not quite sure what the function is there.
Well,
yeah.
I like that design.
It's a, I mean, you could have a, you know.
Is that just switches on the speech recognition and it's entirely speech operated? Yeah.
So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros,
yeah.
And we got to sell 25 of them.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay,
50 million euros. We've got a
okay, so I
got a net profit. So we're making that at 12.5 euros a time.
Well, I guess more realistically then, you need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic. You know, that should be just like a tenth of the price, maybe or less. An energy source, which would probably just be regular batteries.
Okay.
Would
it be possible to have the rechargeable idea? Is that
a little
base
station or something?
Yeah, we could do that too. I haven't thought of that. Yeah.
That might cost more though, because obviously with batteries, we don't need to provide, well, we provide the first batteries, but
yeah.
It's more, that's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, base stations, it's essentially just a lead with a sort of self connecting brake in it. So.
The user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons, but since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power. And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing, you don't have to worry about.
Okay.
So here's you know, a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that, and, you know, it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And suppose we all know how it works because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing our own controls if we didn't know how it works. Personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings so when they turn it on it's not blasting.
That's a good idea actually, I like the programmable options.
And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if you add these bells and whistles. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll take that back. Right, also, so, I notice I got not very long before the meeting, so didn't manage to follow up onto you. It is, actually, I'll find it myself.
I don't think we need to screw it in.
Nah, just. We had that to disinclude teletext because it's become outdated and everybody uses it in there anyway. Oracle would have to say with that at the moment. It's only for the television, which I'm presuming means it's for a specific television. And instead of colours and sort of colour options, we want corporate colour and slogan somehow implemented in the new design.
Corporate colour?
Yellow. I presume. Everything, all the sort of, you know, the corporate website and everything's yellow. And the logo, the sort of slogan we put for fashion and electronics. I don't know exactly how sort of incorporate. I mean, I guess if you go for a sort of globular shape, you could kind of have it working its way around it or something. Where am I? Okay, so we have to decide on which functions we're going to actually have. now, we had, as listed options, we had speech recognition, potentially, flat screen interface, LCD interface. We also want to limit the number of buttons, so we'll pretty much take that one as read. We'll use the basic functions for a television, no teletext.
Although the danger of that is it could look a bit cheap.
Not enough buttons, you mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
so it's strike a balance between a few. But it looks like we're just cutting on the.
On the number of buttons.
I do, however, have this from over my head.
Okay.
But they don't want anything, so.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Raj, you could find out what people would think about that on the little sound.
Of course.
About that. About what people, other people would require teletext. The teletext option and what we would attach. So, I take it your position now is that with bells and whistles, we've got to come up with a gimmick, but not too complicated a gimmick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the sort of inkling I'm getting from little bits of web chat that I'm being sent is that they're quite interested in a TFT display, interactive display. However, that does sound a bit like the more complicated design that Ralph, sorry, Raj, some people didn't like. Although I guess if there's a sort of thing about standard interfaces that people use already, sort of Windows style, drop-down menus or whatever, I think maybe that's quite a bit far, but you know, like in a basic sense, that you could have your basic selection of buttons, and if you hit that sort of menu at the top, you have
Yeah.
So it keeps it simple. Glow in the dark, is that sort of with a light inside it, or is it sort of glow in the dark material?
Glow in the dark material, I was thinking.
So,
I guess that would be too
May I say something about this?
Yeah.
If anything, it's really, really very important point, if we look at the market. Those people, more 50% people, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the remote, in the room. But
often lost?
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, and both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like, if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate the where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration also.
Okay, cool. Speech recognition, take it. No products.
There's some other emotions well that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels and then say, BBC One, goes through that channel.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work very well though because of this noise interference problem. And they mentioned, if the television says 0, listen to BBC One.
Yeah.
Alright,
yeah.
Oh.
An advert for BBC Two on BBC One will switch the channel for you, kind of thing.
Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching TV and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off or turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about, this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, like the ones that we can't hear or something.
Oh,
That will activate the remote control and start speech.
So like a kind of backwards remote from the
track.
Yeah.
And then we do just, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker and transmit it there and it sends back to the remote because you can't select the television manufacturers to put that feature into the
TV. That's the only thing.
Yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker.
That comes with our remote control.
Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by
the
television.
So basic RF kind of frequencies, so it'll be cheap.
Right. That's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote, trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, whatever you want the remote for, to change a channel or to turn the TV on or off, you just shout your command to it and it'll do it for you if it's within hearing range.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is and you still do its job.
That could also be built into the TV though, which might make our remote control a bit obsolete.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
it does that a job.
We're ahead of
the
curve.
Okay. I like the whole sort of remote feedback thing. So I think and that also kind of takes out the speech recognition in terms of the interference and not working very well and things like that.
And
expense and time. So I think if we're going to go, the thing about the problem with the TFT or the LCD kind of thing is if you're also wanting the kind of organic, globby sort of feeling to it, then you might have trouble incorporating the screen. But I guess not. We'll just pretend that's not a problem. and how are you about the glow in the dark material? Is that
maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside, and then you can make the rest a different
contrast.
The material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it.
If you're
sitting in the dark for too
yeah.
long, it won't grow.
If it's down under the couch cushions, it's easy to find light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well we can certainly use the glow in the dark as a gimmick, essentially.
Yeah, because what I thought maybe.
If we're gonna have the logo on as well, bright yellow logo, you know, or slogan, then you know they're gonna be fairly bright and colored anyway, and we can have sort of a trimming as well of the glow in the dark, you know, just as gimmick.
Because yeah, that more than finding it, that was more like, you know, if you're watching a film in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the American driver.
All right, so
that was more of a.
If we're going to go with the idea of a feedback sort of remote finder, then that kind of stuffs that one out, do you think?
Mm.
And it makes it feel unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary, yeah.
Okay, so let's switch that. So we've got, do we want to go with the TFT idea?
Is that we're getting
far
into
features
now?
I think the sort of finder things, I mean, it's, I could probably write the circuit diagram for that myself.
Yeah.
Well,
I think our consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot when they get thrown
mm-hmm.
around. It's a good chance to get the TV screen to break,
yeah.
Get damaged. They're pretty fragile.
So is that one of our definite requirements that it needs to
No, I mean, that's going on the raft. Radius sort of marketing research, I guess. So we stick with sort of programmability for the buttons that we do have. So that's sort of included in your sub-module kind of stuff. You're finding out about teletext. You could find that.
Speech recognition?
I think we're going to scratch the speech recognition as a bit of a expensive. No?
Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a microphone
right, okay.
And some integrated circuits.
Is it
and it
would
be a small
cost.
Kind of a speech recognition system.
Alright, okay. Well that kind of takes back the RF, the RF remote sort of idea as well. Okay. Decisions. Folks. Let's vote. Who wants TFT? No one does. Excellent. So we're going with speech recognition, yeah? Speech recognition, limited buttons, organic design. And what else was I thinking of that I haven't written down in there for falling out of my head? Programmability.
Glow in the
dark?
Okay, and also integrating the, remember to integrate the logo and the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, can you put all these reports in the project documents folder if they're already in there as well? So it just helps me summarize that.
Sure.
And I'll put I'm putting anything I do in there anyway, so.
And where is it, sorry?
Project documents on.
It should be when you save
AMI scenario controller
on your desk. So we'll save as.
Is it in share document?
Hit that little folder up.
What's the project documents? Yeah, it's on your desktop as well. Getting strings of information. I'll try and forward any specific to anybody in particular as soon as I get them now, rather than I was about to sort of tell you about the changes before the meeting and then the meeting came up. So.
Did you get my email?
I did, yeah.
one about the material is maybe not this kind of material, maybe more like this kind of rubbery material. It's a bit more bouncy, like you said, they get chopped around a lot. A bit more durable. That can also be ergonomic, and it kind of feels a bit different from all other remote controls. The rubber, rather.
More sort of flesh-like than plasticky, sort of.
But we have to take care, like, but we have to take care about children also. If they miss, if children catch hold of you, or if they chew it, it shouldn't be too harmful. So whatever material we use.
Oh no, ethics.
And to safety point of view also, we have to take care.
I think with the more organic shape of it won't be as rough, so many sharp corners and that, so that's something good. I don't know.
I think it smells good for children.
We have to be completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, fun ball. There's no buttons at all, it's always on, and just yell at it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so it's going to be out of a big yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yeah, with the colour, does it have to be all yellow?
Please, God, no. I mean, my reaction to an all yellow remote control wouldn't be anything other than horror, so
yeah.
I think just having a
small logo.
Logo.
With the like a small yellow strip or a yellow square with a logo in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'll see if I can argue with the boss about putting the. What is it? We put fashion into. Oops. Is it working? Can't believe I forgot the wrong. We put fashion in electronics.
Oh, that's a good one, that. Yeah.
I bet that'll catch on well. Okay, any last? What is please?
12:30.
Okay. So. I know what you're thinking. Okay, then, lunchtime.
That's good.
Okay, that felt like more like something with a bargain. Reason to it than the last one. It's quite a fun accident.
Wow. Has anybody one?
I really
think. Anybody pressed OK? Or find great?
Yeah.
What
are you doing? Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I was just writing about your
page.
Yeah, I've been using that page.
Do you want to wait for
it? I'm finished meeting that. Oh, and that's.